So again, let's get into another case here. And we were talking about ibrutinib. And Steve, you have a 66-year-old woman, a swimmer. Can you talk a little bit about her?
Sure thing, Neil. This was a 66-year-old female swimmer. So she was having progressive fatigue, and she also had shortness of breath while she was swimming her normal laps. And then she went to urgent care clinic when her breathing problems became more profound, and she was noted to have a hemoglobin of 5 grams per deciliter. The rest of her counts were good. Her reticulocyte count was very, very elevated at 10.4%, and her haptoglobin was very low, consistent with an autoimmune hemolysis. Her cold agglutinins, interesting, were negative, so this appeared to be on the basis of a warm antibody. She got steroids, she had modest improvement, and no further response with intravenous immunoglobulin. When she was being worked up, it was noted that her total protein was elevated, and she had a further workup that showed she had an IgM kappa monoclonal protein, and her IgM level was about 2,500. Bone marrow biopsy confirmed the Waldenstrom's diagnosis with 25% involvement. She did have the MYD88 mutation, but no CXCR4 mutation, and the rest of her workup was unremarkable. CT scans, you know, did show some prominent mesenteric retroperitoneal and inguinal adenopathy and viral studies that she had in order to elucidate a causation of her autoimmune hemolysis was unremarkable. So at that point, she did get some red blood cells. And then, you know, the time was to try to make a decision around her treatment. So we had a number of different options, including using rituximab alone or in combination, using ibrutinib. Those would have been the thoughts that, you know, were going through our team's mind when we saw her.